Okay, in year four at Michael Faraday School, and the pupils have just started to read a new book, which I know little about, so we're going to find out more. I have four pupils from year four. So, madam, your name?
Elizabeth.
Madison.
Mario.
Mohammed.
Great, so we have Elizabeth, we have Madison, we have Mario, and we have Mohammed. Let's start with Elizabeth. So this book called The Varmints, that's new to me. So what's the story about, please?
It's about when there's these dogs, and then it starts all quiet and peaceful, and then when it comes near to 4 minutes, it gets all cloudy because I think other dogs are trying to build a construction site.
So that's a good start. And so we're looking at some of the settings of which this book is based at. So is there two main kind of settings, Madison? How would you describe them? What's the first one like, in your own words?
Lovely and hot.
And what's...
peaceful.
So that's quite a nice setting. And Mario, what is the other setting like, in your own words? Let's try and think.
Dark, gloomy and horrible.
So two very different settings. Which one, Mohammed, do you think would be a better place to live in?
The first one.
Yeah, where everything is probably in order and there's not too much destruction.
Yeah.
So the pupils have just started to write some work about the settings and describing them, as many describing words as possible. And we have some pupils doing the very, very green ecological scene and some doing the rather messy building site. And we're going to share those. So, Elizabeth, first, could you perhaps describe your work and your setting?
Well, I was doing the building site. This is how it goes. The building site is so unpleasant. The elk smelled like blood. It was cloudy and misty. It was scary because you would have never dreamed to see dogs trying to build something.
Okay, that's a good start, a very, very good start. And Madison, so you're looking at the more green setting.
The green field was lovely and hot. Also, it was calm. Settings because there was no animals disturbing them. Also, any gloomy elements. The buildings were misty and pitch black, and it looked scary.
Thank you. And Mario?
I am doing the building site. The building site was dark and gloomy. The weather was very poor. The rain was pouring badly around the buildings. It was dangerous. It looked like ruins just happened.
Mohammed?
The green field was relaxing and warm because it was sunny and nothing was wrong. It was peaceful. There was no harm to the animals and the rabbit was having a great time. Also, there weren't any bleak or dark, such as bad weather.
And so, final question maybe, Elizabeth. So how do you think this book's going to end? We've only just really started reading it or looking at some of the ideas. What do you think might happen in the plot?
Well, I think that at the end it's going to be like the beginning, more peaceful, and like he might make some more friends and meet his family.
Okay, we hope so. That'll be a nice, happy ending. Okay, well, thank you then. So thank you to Elizabeth, to Madison, Mario and Mohammed. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.